morning, sir. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing just fine. And what is your name, sir?
Nance Wharton.
Okay, hold on 1 second. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Good afternoon. Good morning, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please just state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Nance L. Wharton, 105250.
Okay, Mr. Wharton. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be your hearing aid this morning.
Okay.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this hearing before this board today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay. Well, at this time, sir, I'd like to also introduce you to Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer. I want to swear you and Mr. Grady in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Wharton, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, Mr. Wharton. You have two allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegations, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 8, 2019, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated January 11, 2019. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your soliciting to the sale of illegal drugs on or about December 22nd, 2018, and December 24th, 2018, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false?
That is false.
Okay, thank you, sir. Then that you stated that allegation number two is false, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Grady, to get some additional information, okay?
Okay.
Allegation number two. On 1-4-2019, CCO Tony received information regarding the offender's involvement in the solicitation and sale of illegal drugs through his text messages and social media. On 1-10-2019, the defendant reported to the South Mountain Parole Office, SMPO, located at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034, in regards to the information provided. During further investigation, CCO Tony conducted a search through the offender's cell phone. It was discovered the offender was in contact with an individual on 12-22-2018 at approximately 6:24 p.m., stating he has a friend that has a large amount of keef, a.k.a. marijuana, to sell for cheap. For a cheap price via social media. On 12-25-2018 at approximately 12:07 p.m., it was discovered through text message from the offender's cell phone stating that he was in possession of 1/4 pound of key, aka marijuana, to get rid of for $200. Based on the information obtained during the staffing, it was decided that the offender has lapsed in criminal ways and an officer arrest was conducted. The offender was returned to ADC custody. Follow-up number two. On 1-10-2019, the defendant was arrested in office by SMPO and transported to by transportation team to Alhambra ARTC.
Okay, Mr. Wharton, what's not true about that, sir?
I have a friend that owns a dispensary, which is a legal dispensary. The text message was sent to a gentleman that has a medical marijuana card, and I don't know if you, anybody there is familiar with the legal marijuana in Arizona, but the dispensaries have an influx and an overflow of different products. They used to make CBD oils, which Keith is used for, to make CBD oils for cures of cancer, Alzheimer's, or what have you, various ailments. So there was nothing illegal about this, trying to put my, this person that I knew in contact with a friend that owns a dispensary.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the text that they have it assigned to this, but it doesn't say anything that the friend in here on the dispensary, sir.
I understand that there was never questions. It was that I didn't even have a chance to give this information out to parole officer Tony. Nor did he even ask.
Well, it says in here, this is no thanks. I don't buy outside the dispensary at all. Not worth it at all. And then you just wrote a little message back that just says, just checking. I don't know anybody else that smokes.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and move this on to phase two. I'm going to move to find that you were delinquent, that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, and that you may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal way or company. I'm going to say that as far as allegation number one goes, that is going to be based on the admission of Mr. Warden. As far as allegation number two goes, it's going to be based on the information contained in warrant number 2019-W00-88 and the information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. That will be my motion.
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Grady, I mean.
I'll second.
Agree.
Agree. Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay. All right, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase two, so we're first getting some additional information from Mr. Grady, and then we're going to go with some information with you in the warrant, sir. Give an opportunity to present any relevant information that you'd like to present to the board, and then we will make a determination at that time, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Warden was released from DOC on July 9th of 2018. He was arrested on January 10th of 2019 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on January 10th of 2019. He has a CSED of May 5th of 2019 that reflects zero of con days. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated taking the identity, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 6 months. 1997, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. 1997, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 1998, arson, occupied jail, prison, 1 year, 6 months. 2001, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. 2001, theft of means of transportation, 5 years. 2012, forgery. 2012, forgery. 2014, forgery. 2014, forgery. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. He has 5 terms with DLC. His CUIR score is a 2-2. Mental health score is a 1. Substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term to supervision, 1994. Provisional release, completed 9 months. 1999, TIS release, completed 9 months. 2005, TIS release, completed 1 year. 2013, the defendant was released on an optional discharge. Disciplinary violations are moderate with violence and drugs noted. Other arrests, 1995, domestic violence, California misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, misdemeanor DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He's got a community risk score of a G3V4.
All righty, thank you, Mr. Grady. Okay, Mr. Barton, I see that when you were released back in June of 2018, you were approved to reside at your mother's house, Ms. Dunaway, located at 111 East Erie Drive in Tempe. Were you still standing there at the time you got arrested, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it looks like you were employed by RWK Electric, located at 3535 East McDowell. Were you still working there when you got arrested, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then according to your programming, sir, it looked like you had a treatment access screen for past. Your color code was peach. You had random unanimous. Looks like on August 9th, you were assigned to a PIN ID code. And it looks like, sir, you started back in July of 2018. You had your color code called. It was negative. And then you had one back in August, and you missed that one. And it looks like you had a bunch of negatives, sir, but in October, well, how did you come up with a positive? What did you do? You laughed, or what happened?
Yes, I laughed. And I was forefront with Mr. Tony and explained that to him about 90 days or so into my parole, and asked him for help at the time. You know, I was scared of myself. I'm not an habitual drug user, and I just, you know, I had a lapse.
So what happened? What caused you to get the relapse? Anything particular?
I got around some old friends. I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. I had a complication. I went to the hospital and did an MRI and found that I have a tumor on my adrenal gland that needs to be removed. And I just started feeling sorry for myself. I was doing good. I was going to work every day. I was paying all my fines. I was going through the process of getting my license back. And when I heard that information, I've had cancer in 2000 and 2001. It was returning cancer. And when I had this news dropped on me that there was a tumor on my adrenal gland that needs to be removed, I felt sorry for myself. I had lost all hope.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks like you did go into some program, and you were doing pretty good all the way from October to January of 19, it would be January 8th of 2019, and then you missed your test. Why did you miss your last test, sir?
I have worked for RWK. I was working at the airport. There we have to check in. We have to go through so much security to get in and out, and we have to present an itinerary of what we're going to do during the day at the airport and how many hours we're going to be, because the check-in and check-out is a lengthy process. We were working 16-hour days. We were behind on the job. And I made Mr. Tony aware that, you know, I was pretty much, at this point, married to my job, which was fine with me because I wanted to be focused on work. I just wanted to stay working. That's all I was concentrating on. And trying to get promoted with this company. They gave me a foreman's position, which put a lot of responsibility on me. I told the company at the time, I says, I really don't know if I need this kind of responsibility in my life, or I'm trying to put my life back together at this time. But I accepted it anyways, because I'm perfectly capable of it. And so these 16-hour days of checking in and out, I just wasn't able to up and leave to make it to task. It was like I was sitting on a two-edged sword. Do I take a chance that Mr. Tony will understand this? And, you know, the next following day, I can take the day off work and go in for a UA? Or do I take the chance with my employer saying, oh, I have to leave this job early, leave all these men that are under me unsupervised with a contractor breathing down our neck trying to get this deadline? So at that point, I didn't know what to do.
Okay. So, Mr. Warden, when you got arrested at the parole office, you had a female that was in your car, Miss Brittany Molina, who was also on parole. So why were you with her at that time, sir? Why did you take her to your parole office out of all places?
Out of all places, Miss Molina has been a friend of the families, and our families are tight-knit together. I was giving her rides. She had to go twice a week. to her classes. Their family agreed, you know, one of the family would pick her up, the other one would drop her off. We were helping each other. We went to AA meetings together. We were trying to do the right thing, and to tell you the truth, I didn't think anything of it because we've known each other for so many years, and we were just trying to help each other out.
All right, Mr. Wagner, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Sir, seeing no additional questions coming from the board, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board that's relevant to your case without repeating yourself, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. So the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision at that time. So I need you to stay on the phone. However, you need to remain silent so that you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board. And then when we make the determination, I will get right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. Mr. Wagner has actually been out on four separate times, and he's completed each time, a couple of them that he completed for 9 months that he completed his supervision while he was out. Unfortunately, he did have one incident where he did relapse and start back to use drugs, and actually he had another one back, and right before he was revoked, that he missed his UA back on January 8th of 2018. He had been referred in for drug use to the program, and he was taking it. It looks like he was trying to do well, but for some reason he relapsed. He had all the negatives that was there, but I don't know if he just relapsed or had some extra money or what happened, but it appears based on the information that we have in the warrant that he was definitely trying to sell some marijuana to a friend of his by texting. And I think it's going to be best for Mr. Wagner just to go ahead and complete his time. He does have a release date in about 3 months on May 5th, 2019, that he will be released. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. Hopefully, he can get involved in any NA or AA classes while he's there. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Hearing no other comments coming from the colleagues, then I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Wagner, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or a company. That will be my motion.
Second.
Very agreed.
Motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Wagner?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You do have a release date of May 5th of 2019. During that which time, when you are released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. We're going to wish you the best of luck, sir, and hopefully that you will just stay out of trouble and be a positive person, not have any negative contact with law enforcement after that, and be a productive citizen. Never have to come back before this board again. Mr. Wagner, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. If you would just sit the phone down and have the CO3 come back in.
Okay.